Mobility is the active control of movement through a joint's full range of motion, combining strength, stability, and flexibility. It is fundamentally different from passive stretching, which merely lengthens muscles. For runners and triathletes, prioritizing true mobility over static stretching is the essential foundation for improving performance, preventing injuries, and sustaining long-term athletic health. Research consistently demonstrates that static stretching before exercise does not reduce injury risk and may actually impair performance by reducing the muscle tension required for efficient running. A Cochrane review found stretching has little to no effect on reducing muscle soreness, and less flexible long-distance runners often demonstrate better running economy. Conversely, poor mobility systematically dismantles performance. Approximately 90% of triathletes experience at least one lower extremity injury within a 1 to 2 season period. Restricted joints force the body into dangerous compensatory patterns. Limited hip extension shifts stress to the lower back, while poor ankle dorsiflexion disrupts push-off mechanics and shortens stride length. These microcompensations increase the energy cost of every mile, accelerate fatigue, and directly correlate with overuse injuries. Injured runners, for instance, exhibit approximately 1.4 degrees more peak rear foot aversion than healthy athletes. Effective mobility training begins with accurate assessment. Runners should use simple, objective tests to identify restrictions. The Thomas test reveals hip flexor limitations, while the wall ankle mobility test measures dorsiflexion with a target of 20 to 30 degrees. The functional movement screen evaluates fundamental movement patterns on a 0 to 3 scale. Elite track athletes scoring above 14 consistently achieve greater performance gains. Baseline measurements should be documented and retested every 4 to 6 weeks. Key performance benchmarks include 20 degrees of hip extension, 30 degrees of ankle dorsiflexion, and 50 to 70 degrees of big toe dorsiflexion. Corrective action requires consistency, not complexity. A highly effective routine involves 10 to 15 minutes of focused mobility work 3 to 5 times per week. Begin every run with a 5 to 10 minute dynamic warm-up featuring leg swings, walking lunges, and high knees to prime the joints and elevate heart rate. Follow runs with longer holds to aid recovery. Targeted exercises should address the hips and ankles, such as 90-90 hip rotations, multi-planar lunges, clamshells with resistance bands, ankle circles, and calf raises. Crucially, mobility must be paired with strength. Loaded movements like goblet squats and single-leg deadlifts, performed through full ranges of motion, build the joint stability that passive stretching lacks. This combined approach ensures the body can actively control and utilize its range of motion under load. Critical takeaways for runners and triathletes: mobility is active control, flexibility is passive length. Training must address both strength and range of motion. Static pre-run stretching is largely ineffective for injury prevention and can hinder performance. Address underlying weaknesses, not just perceived tightness. Poor mobility triggers compensatory movement patterns that reduce stride efficiency, increase energy expenditure, and significantly raise injury risk. Objectively assess limitations using the Thomas test, wall ankle test, and functional movement screen, then track progress against specific degree benchmarks. Commit to 10 to 15 minutes of targeted mobility work 3 to 5 times weekly, combining dynamic warm-ups, joint-specific drills, and loaded strength exercises. Consistency in mobility training directly improves running economy, accelerates recovery, and serves as a foundational pillar for long-term athletic longevity.